Council doubles down on federal funding, saying it had barely scratched the surface and cleanup would not continue without more efforts for aid. Deputy Lord Mayor Fiona Cunningham says that Brisbane is, quote, facing a funding gap of $2.2 million just for tree-related damages, with broader citywide cyclone impacts estimated at $45 million, end quote.
In lieu of this week being National Volunteers Week, we would like to give our love to those in the SES who are supporting, who are volunteering for the community and saving lives. If you would like to support the volunteers and that make up the heart of this community, donations can be made on the SES for their website. And as we celebrate Volunteer Week, we remind you of the importance of community radio and the incredible people that bring you local news and music every day. Thank you for supporting 4ZZZ. In national news, former Prime Minister John Howard urges the Liberals and Nationals to settle their dispute after the Nationals split from their decades-long partnership. Howard warns that the longer they leave their tensions, the harder it will be to mend the coalition government.
Struggles for vulnerable Aussies, as one in 20 say they've resorted to dumpster diving. Disadvantaged Australians are resorting to skipping, going without basic medicines, and eating expired food amidst the cost of living crisis, a leading charity says. This was among the shock findings in a survey by the Salvation Army of 3,586 vulnerable people who had received food, financial aid, or material aid from the organisation. Families and children were among the group struggling the most to stay above the poverty line, with 62% of parents saying they went without food for their kids.
In international news, Iran's supreme leader rejects the US stance on uranium enrichment. Iran's supreme leader on Tuesday pushed back against US criticism of the country's nuclear program, saying that Tehran won't seek permission for anyone to enrich uranium and calling American statements nonsense. No one in Iran is waiting for their permission. The Islamic Republic has its own policies and direction and will stick to them, says Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran.
For your weather, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.